new report has found 9 out of 10 young people in Western Australia's only juvenile prison have a cognitive impairment. The study also discovered more than a third of the detainees have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which is known as FASD. It's the highest known prevalence of FASD in a custodial setting worldwide. From the Kimberley in Western Australia, Emily Jane Smith prepared this report.
Mowing, whippersnipping, the ride on, picking up leaves.
Tristan McCarthy has just come home from work as a lawnmower. He's a 19-year-old man from Fitzroy Crossing, a remote town in Western Australia's Kimberley. Tristan McCarthy has fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD. It's a brain impairment caused by drinking alcohol while pregnant.
People drink it and they go crazy. It's like my mum. I tell you, my friend, you shouldn't drink beer.
His auntie, Mama Jihand, has taken care of him since he was a small child.
You know, he got basically taken off my sister and was placed with us because we knew that he wouldn't have been able to survive.
Tristan McCarthy is not a criminal and he's never been in a juvenile prison. But his story is very similar to many children locked up in Perth's Banksia Hill Detention Centre. In fact, a new study from the Telethon Kids Institute has found 9 in 10 detainees have severe neurological impairment and a third have FASD. Professor Carol Bauer is the Institute's director.
This is the highest rate of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder that's ever been found in young people in detention anywhere in the world.
Of the 36 young people found to have FASD during the study, only 2 had been previously diagnosed.
Society has failed these children. If we'd been able to identify some of these disabilities before the extreme of getting into trouble with the law, we may have been able to prevent that happening.
Victoria Baird works for Save the Children in Kununurra, a 6.5-hour drive from Fitzroy Crossing.
For those of us that are working with these young people, it's very clear that there are a range of factors that impact on their ability to make good choices, to control their impulses, and to really understand the consequences of what they're doing.
Professor Bauer and her team at the Telethon Kids Institute hope the study is a catalyst for change.
Well, we know for all sorts of neurodevelopmental impairment that the earlier you can intervene and put in place management and therapy, the better the outcome.
Tristan McCarthy's auntie, Mama Jihand, says although he faces daily challenges, he's proof early diagnosis and intervention can lead to a better future.
He's a lovely kid, hardworking kid who, you know, trying to make the best he can with, you know, the disability that he's got.
Kimberley woman Mama Jihand ending that report by Emily Jane Smith and Aaron Park.